This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
These are challenging times, but you don't have to navigate them alone. Welcome to How Can I Help? I'm Dr. Gail Saltz. I'm a clinical associate professor of psychiatry at the New York Presbyterian Hospital, a psychoanalyst, and best-selling author. And I'm here every week to answer your most pressing questions, hopefully with understanding, insight, and advice. The term hypochondriasis is derived from the old medical term hypochondrium, which means below the ribs, because most people with this condition have abdominal complaints. When we think of a hypochondriac, we tend to think about an actor like Woody Allen and his constant fears and roles that he has some terrible medical illness that, of course, never really exists. Today, I'm answering a listener's question about hypochondriasis. Hypochondriasis is a person's inaccurate interpretation of real physical sensations, but that actually have no medical cause. The preoccupation with having a serious medical disease causes them a lot of distress and compromises their functioning in an important area of their life. About 5% of people have this condition. Men and women have it equally, and it most often develops in a person's 20s. It often comes along with depression or anxiety, and despite a doctor's negative test results, the person is not really convinced they are okay. Over time, they may move on to a new disease to worry about. There are several theories as to what causes hypochondriasis. First is people who might have a lower discomfort tolerance in general, and then they misinterpret whatever pain or ache they're feeling and experience as to meaning something more than it does. Alternatively, a wish to be sick so as to escape insurmountable stresses in their life and be excused from difficult responsibilities. Now, this wish is probably unconscious, and so what they experience is simply they're falling ill or they're very ill. But that, underneath it all, might be the root. Then there is the defense against feelings of guilt and a belief that, deep down, they are bad in some way. And the pain becomes sort of a deserved punishment for past real or imagined wrongdoings. Again, another what I would call psychodynamic understanding of where this type of anxiety can come from. And sometimes it's thought that this is really just a variation on symptoms of depression or an anxiety disorder. And today, we very much think about it as health anxiety, a type of anxiety disorder. Hypochondriasis often arises after a traumatic event, like the death or illness of a loved one, or the person in question themselves surviving a serious illness. This usually goes away with time, as does this symptom in children who, by their late teens, will then no longer have the problem if, for example, if this occurred in childhood. But sometimes it doesn't go away. Most hypochondriacs do not want to understand the psychological reason for it because they pretty firmly believe it is a medical problem. A regular checkup to have both the doctor's attention and the facts that they are fine medically is actually really helpful. On the other hand, doing unnecessary tests or procedures is not a good idea and will likely only increase the concern that something is wrong. Attention to the stress in their lives and their feelings from loved ones is helpful, as this is generally the underlying problem. Not enough attention from loved ones and too much stress. But positive reinforcement for the sick role, in other words, oh no, you're not well, I have to pay extra attention to you only now when you're not well, as opposed to any other time, is a bad idea because it will only lock in the belief, A, that they have an illness, and B, gives them a positive feeling about being ill. Group therapy is often helpful because feedback from others going through the same sorts of things provides a social support that reduces anxiety and tends to make them less afraid about illness. While it's tough to live with a hypochondriac, it isn't helpful to ignore them or tell them they don't feel anything because you know what? They do. They really feel the pain. So reacting to their stress without buying into the illness itself is the best road to take. And of course, encouraging any psychological treatment that they will allow. The symptoms of hypochondriasis, which is also known sometimes as illness anxiety disorder or health anxiety, typically include a preoccupation with having a serious illness. Like individuals with hypochondriasis often have this intense fear or belief that they have a severe illness, despite medical reassurance and even evidence to the contrary. They have excessive health-related worries, like constantly worrying about their health, checking their body for signs or symptoms of illness, and that even minor body sensations or changes are often interpreted by them as evidence of a serious medical condition. They may have frequent doctor visits to some sort of healthcare provider, repeatedly seeking assurance about their health or requesting specific medical tests and procedures. The fear of having a serious illness can cause significant anxiety and distress for them, which then can interfere with their daily functioning and their quality of life. Hypochondriasis can lead to difficulties in relationships, in work, and other areas of life due to this constant worry and this preoccupation with health concerns. They may do excessive research or seeking out medical information, spending time online, researching illnesses, symptoms, medical conditions. And actually, by reading all this stuff, they often make their health-related worries worse. A lack of reassurance from medical tests is really notable for people like this. The test comes back, it's normal, or maybe it shows some very minor abnormality that doesn't mean anything, and the individual with hypochondriasis will still believe they have a serious illness. It's important to note that these symptoms are not better explained by another medical condition, such as anxiety disorder or somatic symptom disorder. and they must cause significant distress or impairment in functioning to meet the criteria for illness anxiety disorder. If you or someone you know is experiencing symptoms of hypochondriasis, it's really important to seek help from a mental health professional to get an evaluation and to get appropriate treatment. Because actually, while we may laugh at Woody Allen in the movies, this can be a very debilitating problem. After this break, we'll get to my listener's question.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, we are going to give women meaningful beauty. And I said, that's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life.
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Back with my listener's question. Dear Dr. Saltz, sometime in my mid-20s, when I was in a particularly stressful situation, I found myself worrying a lot about whether stomach aches I was having was actually something really ominous. The truth is, I kept thinking, this is cancer. I worried and worried and kept complaining that it could be cancer to people around me, to the point that someone insisted I go to the gastroenterologist. When I did, he did run some tests, and it was not cancer. It was gastritis. I took some medication, and I got better. But since that time, I've often found myself worrying that I actually have something really awful. Sometimes I think it's cancer somewhere. Other times I think it's some neurological disease or some other weird disease I've read about. Unfortunately, this consumes a lot of my thinking these days, and it makes me nervous much of the time. I try to tell myself it's probably nothing, but that just doesn't work. Then sometimes the idea does die down, maybe for a couple of weeks, but eventually some other health worry comes to mind, and then I start all over again. What is this problem? And what can I do to stop being tortured with these fears? This sounds like an anxiety disorder, given it has lasted a long time, like years. Yes, the content changes, but the worry remains, and it's negatively impacting your life, in that it takes up so much of your time, making you feel nervous. Given all of your thoughts are related to your health, it is a subset of anxiety disorders called health anxiety or hypochondriasis. It's not that the feelings you have in your body are not real. It's that you are very sensitive and you are overinterpreting them to be something that mostly they are not. And that the thing you worry they mean is often something dangerous and dire. So your stomach aches were real, but they were due to an irritation from too much acid in your stomach, not cancer, not something serious, actually something very common and something very easily treated by just taking an antacid. And as you know, once reassured, it did ultimately go away. But then some other worry popped up to take its place. And that is classic for health anxiety. The treatment is a cognitive behavioral type of psychotherapy. Some people who have more extreme symptoms may also require medication to reduce their anxiety, along with psychotherapy, which teaches you how to recognize these thoughts as anxiety symptoms. And rather than believe they are real, but also rather than just trying to push them out, which doesn't work, like when you say, just quit it to yourself, you label them. Ah, this is my anxiety thought. And then you build tools to allow you to say to yourself, I will just let them be. Over time, when you get better at doing this, by not responding to them, but not pushing them away, you are able to let them diminish over time. This is simply what happens, and it is the goal of cognitive behavioral therapy. Finding a therapist who specializes in CBT for anxiety disorders to help you learn these tools is what you should do now. This is a very treatable problem, and it will allow you to greatly reduce your current symptoms and get back your life. I hope that was helpful. Hypochondriasis, also known as illness anxiety disorder, can be challenging to treat, but several approaches can be effective. The first is therapy. Cognitive behavioral therapy is used to treat hypochondriasis, and individuals learn to recognize and challenge their negative thought patterns and beliefs about illness. They also learn coping strategies to manage anxiety and therefore reduce the frequency and the intensity of their health-related worries. Another method is exposure therapy, which means gradually exposing the person to situations that trigger their health-related anxiety. Through repeated exposure, they learn to tolerate the anxiety without engaging in compulsive behaviors, such as excessive checking of symptoms or seeking reassurance from others. And then over time, they become desensitized from this exposure and the symptoms lessen. Also possible is medication. Medication like serotonin reuptake inhibitors or serotonin norepinephrine reuptake inhibitors may be prescribed to help alleviate anxiety in general and depression symptoms as well that are often associated with hypochondriasis. Medication should be used in conjunction with therapy rather than a standalone treatment because over time, one would come off medication once having learned the techniques and have responded to the techniques so that can stay in place. Education and reassurance is helpful because providing accurate information about health and about illness, the reassurance sometimes of a healthcare provider, for example, having your checkup to know basically you're okay, can alleviate some of the fears and concerns of people with hypochondriasis. However, this needs to be done in a way that doesn't reinforce or validate their excessive health worries, like a doctor who says, let's do a bazillion tests to just make sure. Mindfulness and relaction techniques, techniques of mindful meditation, deep breathing exercises, progressive muscle relaxation can all help individuals with hypochondriasis manage their stress and anxiety levels, which can drive their symptoms. And support groups. Connecting with other people who've had similar experiences can help validate, provide understanding, and support for people with hypochondriasis. And support groups also offer practical coping skills and encouragement in using them. It is important for treatment to be tailored to the specific individual and the circumstances, and sometimes it requires patience and persistence to see improvement. This multidisciplinary approach I'm referring to involves mental health professionals, sometimes a primary care physician who would talk to the mental health professional so they can understand what the patient is struggling with and provide appropriate but not overkill reassurance, and other healthcare providers if needed to manage hypochondriasis effectively. Do you have a problem I can help with? If so, email me at howcanihelp@senecawomen.com. All centers remain anonymous. And listen every Friday to How Can I Help? With me, Dr. Gail Saltz.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com, that's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.